lot of companies coming out with tablets based on Google's Android operating system. The one that seems to be getting the most attention is Motorola's Zoom, which of course is spelled with an X, not a Z.
Of course.
Very iPad-looking tablet going to be out on Verizon in the first quarter. They're not saying the price. Like the iPad, except slightly higher resolution screen, cameras on the front and the back, a little easier to connect it to computers and TVs. We'll have to see how it works, since although I could look at it and tell you that, yes, this is a device that physically exists, I couldn't actually play around with the software on it.
Hmm. Because it's not quite ready yet, or?
I don't know. In my experience, if you're really going to ship a device in the next 3 months, you really should have the basic software interface done so you can actually show it off to people. Kind of a weird call on Motorola's part.
So I mean, the iPad been, I mean, I think even more, at least more successful than I expected. I expected it to do well, but, I mean, when I was traveling around over the holidays, it seems like they're all over the place already. Very, very, I mean, a lot of them sold. Why would somebody not buy, I mean, what do these other ones offer that the iPad doesn't?
A couple of things, and of course, some of these things the iPad may offer within a few months as well. The big thing is cameras right now. If you want to have any sort of video conferencing set up, you cannot do that on an iPad. Another thing, which is something that Apple is not going to be able to match so easily, is a more open development environment. With Android, you don't have Apple controlling the App Store saying we're going to let this one in and not that one in. Of course, there's more apps available for the iPhone and the iPad all around. And I guess last is simply just different sizes. You know, Apple has said we don't think you can make a 7-inch tablet. Well, of course they will at some point, but right now they're sort of leaving that alone for people. So I think there's definitely space in the market for what you could call the paperback size tablet, where the iPad is more of a hardcover type thing.
And what else are you seeing out there?
Another tablet is, and this is especially an enterprise-related one, BlackBerry's Playbook. I got a chance to briefly look at it last night. Very interesting. There's nothing in its software that really makes you think BlackBerry. Instead, this just seems this very fast, very responsive, web-focused tablet, runs a regular web browser with Flash, and it seems to have plenty of horsepower. The Research in Motion demonstrator showed it to me. He had a version of Quake 3 playing in one window, you know, a common business application.
Yeah, of course.
And on the other one, he had a high-definition video playing, and neither one seemed to be stuttering. And I know demos can be rigged, but at least they picked a realistic-looking demo to show what this thing can do.
Wow. And are phones still I know a couple of years ago, phones were all the drive. Are you still seeing a lot of phones out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was thinking to myself, I used to maybe refer to CES as the TV show. Now it's more like the wireless show.
Right.
So a lot of new phones coming out. Most of the new ones are running one version or another of Android. A lot of ones are coming out for 4G networks. You know, Sprint already has one. Verizon has just debuted its one. T-Mobile and AT&T, they're sort of taking this interim step of upgrading the 3G networks and calling it 4G anyways.
Right.
So there's going to be a lot of squabbling about that.
Although I did see something about this AT&T or LTE network. I guess this is their version of the 4G network, which is supposed to be very high-speed data to almost any device.
Right, yes. With both AT&T and T-Mobile, they can upgrade their current networks to something called HSPA+. And T-Mobile, for I think a year ago this time, they were saying it was 4G at like speeds. Now they just say HSPA+ is 4G, period. So at some point they had a little change of heart in what to describe that as.
One of the interesting things is, I mean, I've heard some people say, you know, what do I need 4G coverage for? And it reminds me of even when we were talking about, broadband, and people would say, what do I need broadband in my house? This dial-up's just fine. As soon as you get it, you go, oh my goodness, what did I ever do without that kind of network speed?
Yeah, there's that, although, you know, the other useful reality check, at a place like CES where no one's phone works all that well, one of the things I still appreciate a lot of the times more often than the speed of broadband is just that it is always there. You don't have that wait to dial up. So there have definitely been times where I've been waiting for my phone to get a signal. Some of these buildings are apparently, the walls are built out of lead.
Yeah.
Some sort of radio frequency shielding.
No windows and no doors.
Strangely enough.
Yeah. Is there something that's blown your, I mean, you see a lot of this stuff day in and day out, and I mean, you can become sort of, okay, yeah, find another CES. Is there something that you just went, ooh, I wouldn't mind having that?
I can't say that. I've definitely seen a lot of devices where I thought, I didn't know we'd be seeing that this soon. So I think I was at Sony's press conference Wednesday night, and they showed off a $250 handheld you know, flip style camera that records in 3D. I don't know that I need that. And, you know, I'm going to have to, you know, this thing may not actually work all that well. But it was interesting to see that they're trying that hard to push 3D into the market, even though I don't really know if 3D's got a huge future in the mass market of TV.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess it may have some enterprise applications. Maybe DOD needs to see Battlefield in 3D.
The 3D video wall, right? I mean, we're going to see that sooner or later.
Yeah, but I just don't. I mean, I'm buying new TV sets and stuff, and I just don't see any. I'm not going to get one because I just don't get it. But
I mean, I just bought a new TV set 2 years ago and still figuring out how to use the thing.
Right. The other thing that I know was a big rage a couple years ago, and I think Microsoft was doing it, were like these desktops where you essentially similar to an iPad kind of delivery where you touch things and you could move things around. Are there anything like that out there?
I think you're talking about a technology called Surface.
Yeah.
They debuted. It's sort of a weird technology because Surface, I've seen it, I've tried it out. It's technologically really impressive. But so far, it's also been extremely expensive and extremely bulky. Like, you have to build it into a table.
Right.
So the idea is you could be at a restaurant and place your order by, you know, dragging a picture of the appetizer to your place setting. And someone, presumably a robot, delivers it to your table. And now they're saying, well, we've made Surface light enough. You can actually just build it into a screen and hang it on the wall. So that allows for some interesting, I guess, Minority Report type user interfaces where you're just gesturing on this big screen with your hands. But at the same time, yeah, it's not a consumer product. It's pretty expensive. A lot of the use cases they've shown are a little bit contrived.
Let me ask you one last question, and then I'll let you go and go get back to work. But a lot of folks talking about, you know, trade shows aren't really the thing anymore. What's it feel like there at CES? Does it still feel like it's the place to be?
I would say so. I mean, the attendance is up, and it feels like it's up even more than what they're saying numbers-wise. They're saying 126,000 people in the Consumer Electronics Association. And the lines, the traffic, how long it takes to get to the convention center, it feels like sort of a pre-recession show.
Very nice. Rob, anything else that I didn't ask you about?
Will I come out of here with my sleep and my sanity attack? I'm not sure about that.